The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Stephen Curry.
Yeah, Stephen Curry's dropped by. Morning, Steve.
Hi. It sounds like I'm actually, like, always in this show. That's brilliant.
That's what we like to do.
That's fantastic.
Keep
thanks, mate.
The public confused. You're here to help us describe a bad night out. Everyone's had one, whether you've been headbutted by a motorcyclist at the honeypot in Darwin or just have your bottom photographed down south.
Yes, correct, correct.
Have you had your bottom photographed down south?
No, look, I've had it photographed up north. As you well know, I went on the Puppetry the Penis Tour many years ago and it was all about photographing bottoms and fronts.
There's some sizzle. We've got the Prince Charles tapes, the bugged phone tapes. You'll hear them. Ed's got his challenge racked up and ready to go. If anyone could think of a name for that segment, that would be a challenge. It's all coming up with the team from Get This.
They've imported 300 to 400 allegedly skilled workers from Vietnam and Brazil to work their killing floors.
Oh, I don't know that that's true. That's Whippet, that's Devo, and this is Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. It's the Thursday edition. Myself, Tony Martin, that man, Ed Cavalier.
Morning, morning.
A big fake round for Stephen Curry, if you would, our co-host this morning.
There you go. That's a big fake round, isn't it?
It is.
And very special.
I don't think the Devo music is helping the fast-gaining impression that this show is a nerd fest. I don't know if you heard the show yesterday.
I've heard the word on the street, Tony. I've got to say, it is fast-gaining that reputation.
How were those nerds who called us up yesterday, Ed?
Massively nerdy.
They were great callers.
Deliciously nerdy.
And I'm sitting here going, look, we're not as nerdy as all that, are we? But I should point out, during the Devo song, the discussion we were having was which is our favourite typographical era on DVD packaging.
And everybody had one.
At
least you weren't singing every word to the Devo song, because that would have been massively nerdy.
Here's some to look out for. The local DVD of Escape from New York has Kurt Russell's name spelled wrong on the front.
Good. What's he credited as?
Is Kurt Russell just with one L?
Good.
I've just decided we can't afford that second L. Do you know the Australian documentary, The Wonderful World of Dogs?
Yeah. Do you own it, Tony?
I don't, but I should get that one. Because we love dogs. It's from the bloke who did Cane Toads.
Oh, that's a good one.
Have a look at the spine of that DVD. It's called The Wonderful of Dogs.
I was at the cinemas a few years ago. I did a film, you remember the film Takeaway? Yes. Very, very poorly at the box office.
Right.
I saw the trailer.
Still better than most arty Australian films.
Well, yes, of course. But I saw the trailer and they misspelt my name.
Your name wrong.
In the trailer.
Here you go. While we're on spelling mistakes, opening credits of that film, Takeaway. Two names spelled wrong.
Really?
Gracie, the director of that film, has it redone for DVD. Only fixes one of them. That's what I like. Okay, I'll tell you something. This may be a bit out of school. Mark Gracie, director of Takeaway, gets up at the premiere of Takeaway, and he does a speech, right? And he goes, I'd like to thank this person, I'd like to thank everyone. But I'd really like to thank Joel Pearlman at Village Roadshow for all the effort he put in the film. Did a big, long suck-up to Joel Pearlman. Runs the movie. Check out the end credits. Joel Pearlman's name spelled wrong.
He's the king of the credit sequence spelling mistake, Mark Gracie.
It's diligence, isn't it?
Have we just spent 2 minutes talking about spelling errors?
Yes.
All right.
You're trying to go away from nerdiness.
We should move on from nerd country.
It was two of the best spelling minutes that radio's had, though.
I've enjoyed it.
Mistake minutes.
Yeah, we've got our words together before the second segment.
Sorry, really.
Have you been up all night listening to that Nickelback album?
Oh, Tone. I will get to it later. I'm hurting, though. I am hurting from the inside out.
This is Ed's new segment where he does things he wouldn't normally do.
Ah, right. I didn't see you as much of a Nickelback fan.
No. Bitten off a little bit more than I can chew, I think.
Right. I thought of Peter Paul and Mary kind of guy.
Massive.
But,
Crosby, okay. Stills and Nash.
Nash or all
must
three?
Must have Nash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my go.
That's fine.
Stephen Curry, are you not going to be playing the young Graham Kennedy in some
good.
Kind of... Because I'm sitting here and you're dead. Damn well look like him, and I've never thought of it before.
I know.
You're awesome.
Well, my mother has been telling me for years that I'm going to play him, and it turns out I am going to play him, but what I do these days is I look to Fiona Burns' column in the Melbourne Herald Sun.
Oh, what have they
she
been
usually
saying?
Tells me what I am and I'm not doing. And about 2 months ago, she told me that Chris Lilley was going to play Graham Kennedy, which was never going to happen just because he and I both got bug eyes. So basically, she kind of went, I know, let's make up a story and put Chris Lilley's face next to Graham Kennedy. And then in the last sentence, also, quirky actor Stephen Curry is also in the running.
Wow. Well, we were described as a quirky radio station.
Yeah. if you just think back to that spelling mistake discussion, maybe they're onto something.
Yes.
But
I tell you what, if Fiona, if you want to write, if you're listening, Fiona, if you want to write something in the paper that says that Eric Banner and I are going to team up again, do it. Because I'm telling you, she is absolutely moulding my career for me. It's brilliant.
So what is the deal? Is this movie happening?
It is happening. It is indeed happening.
It's a telly movie.
It's a telly movie, yes. Well, that was the thing. They were kind of tossing out whether they wanted to make a feature or a telly movie. It's about Graham Kennedy. It's about a television story, and it's a telly movie. So
Now, when they do the movie of someone's life, there's two ways you can go.
Yes.
You can do the sort of ghost train approach, where you're on a ride, and you're going around the entire person's life, and you're seeing every famous thing that happened to them. Yeah. Or you can do what they did in Chopper, where they just focus on a couple of days.
Yeah, and they didn't even have a ghost train in Chopper.
No ghost train.
They took that scene out.
They should have put it in. But so which one is it going to be? Because if it's the entire Graham Kennedy story, will someone else step in to play the older Graham Kennedy?
Yeah, Mick Malloy, which should be good. No. Well, I'm actually going to play all Grahams. Which is a bit of a stretch.
So the latex makeup will be coming out? Will the film go as far as the end?
It goes as far as kind of mid-80s. Oh. So it goes from mid-50s to mid-80s. So I know you're looking at me now going, there's no way he's going to play a 50-year-old Graham Kennedy.
Maybe.
But no, what it's going to be, it's about weight loss. And weight gain.
Right.
Oh, really? I have 18 kilos to lose between now and December. Wow. And then I have 22 kilos odd to put on in the space of about, I don't know, 4 weeks.
How are you going to do it? Because you're not a...
Beer.
Know.
Oh, the losing, bit. I'm going... next week, I get this, I meet my personal trainer.
And I've always been
destined to have a personal trainer. You look at me and I'm pretty cut. I meet my personal trainer who teaches me what not to eat. And
you don't look like you could lose, you know, that many kilos. You're not a big guy.
It's in the neck. My head.
Doing a lot of neck work.
My mum has been known to say, after I did a particular show about World War II prisoners of war, yes, my mum was heard to say that my hat looked like a pea on a pumpkin. And it's not a word of a lie. And I just kind of went, well, if you're going to say that, Mum, let's start talking me up as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, my head, if you've got a fat neck, you look like a fatty on screen.
Imagine what you're going to be wearing in this movie.
Oh,
you know, the blankety
God.
Blanks era.
Oh, I can't wait. A good bit of wiggage. A good bit. I'm going down the wiggery in a couple of weeks. I'm going to have a look at a few wigs.
Flared pants. But a go-go.
Oh, mate. But you know what? His suits in the 50s were very stylish suits. I like those ones.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm looking forward to being able to fit into those ones.
Have you been sent, you know, tapes of IMT?
Yeah, I've got lots of stuff, and it's kind of hard to know. You know what's interesting is going through the kind of the archival footage of people talking about Graham.
Right.
It's not very helpful because all these people are just talking about themselves and how they helped Graham.
I said to him,
you should try falling over in this sketch, and he did, and it worked a treat.
Oh, look.
Yes.
The thing is about Graham Kennedy is whenever you see some sort of, you know, compilation, it's just a series of explosions and things collapsing and lamps falling on his head and stuff tipping over. But, you know, Pete Smith sent me just an episode of IMT, an uncut episode, and then you get to see what all the fuss was about with Graham Kennedy.
Yep.
It's just a bloke sitting at a desk for an hour and a half, pulling stuff out of his ass.
Absolutely, mate. He was great. But I say that a lot of his stuff that was supposedly meant to be kind of so, you know, improvised was just so thoroughly rehearsed.
Right.
You know, and I just love that idea where they always talk about him being a spontaneous kind of guy, but want to sort of get into that idea of how, kind of like you, Tony.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't written an answer to this.
A man who doesn't allow too much to go by. And you do a one-hour radio show and you work 27 hours a day on it.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's very similar to Graham.
A lot of that is just reading the Brisbane Courier Mail looking for spelling mistakes. Yes, I'd like to point that out.
I'm trying not to hear the flicking of pages.
There's so many questions about this movie. I'm just like, who's going to be Bert?
Well, who do you reckon?
Well, I'm guessing most people would say Matthew Newton.
Well, most people would. It hasn't been cast, but I don't know. I don't know. Who knows?
Who's going to be?
They're talking. Steve Bisley is being talked about for the what's his name? The
The cop agent, from Water Rat?
Harry M. Miller.
Oh, Harry Miller. Oh, yeah, that'll be great.
As you can see, I've done my research.
So it'll be Harry M. Miller sort of in the style of Gordon Farkas from The Big Steal. Fantastic. And there's so many questions here. Pete Smith, who'll be playing Pete?
I would have thought Pete.
Pete.
If I'm going to play a 50-year-old Graham, Pete can play a 30-year-old Pete.
All right, there are many more questions to ask Stephen Curry, and we'll get to them all on Get This. A Snow Patrol here at Get This on Triple M, where Stephen Curry is with us. Stephen, do you know Rhonda Birchmore?
Have you ever met Rhonda a couple of times.
She's red hot.
She's got legs that go all the way up.
She has. She's offered to come in and make coffee for us on this show.
Fantastic. That wouldn't be a paid gig.
Katie on the phones does a bit of coffee making, or tea making.
Tea making.
I'm not allowed to drink coffee. Right. Because the show might run to time if I was to drink coffee. So do we want Rhonda Birchmore in here?
Yes, you do.
Sure.
Legally making beverages?
I'm with that.
All right.
Would she, if she promised to make them legally, then you could have her in. If she came in a pair of tracky dacks or something, you'd say no thanks.
No way.
Hello, Rhonda. We might see you in here. So many emails coming in.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, Kevin Smith is coming to this country.
Wow. Clerks 2?
What's
the story? How many years later? And it's in colour.
10. Well, if there can be American Pie 4, with Stifler's brother being the main character.
Bring it on again.
No, there is American Pie 4, and it's called Bandcamp. And it has, I'm serious, it has none of them in it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's Stifler's brother. Someone wrote us about that.
Yeah, right.
Very poor.
So Kevin Smith is coming, and they would like us to talk to him?
People who are fans of our Richard E. Grant show say they would like to hear us with Kevin. We don't have enough clout yet to get all the big names. We couldn't get Owen Wilson.
No.
We're having real trouble getting John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell.
Yeah. You'd think Silent Bob would make good radio, though.
He's got to do it as Silent Bob. Why can't we get John C. Reilly? How good would we go with John C. Reilly? I love John C. Reilly.
Have you seen him as himself?
I know you do.
I've never seen him as himself.
Yes, I have.
Is he a chatty?
He's hilarious. He's like an impro comedy guy. Because he's only done your serious films, but now he's got in with the Will Ferrell bunch.
Wow. Shit.
He's in Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
How are we going to go with that?
We're giving it a good crack. We are trying very hard.
What kind of sizzle are we offering these people?
Yeah.
Rhonda Birchmore.
They can meet Rhonda. Yeah.
We got Birchmore. We got, you know.
But, yes,
Richard
hopefully
Marsland.
Kevin Smith, who is coming out here, hopefully we'll be able to get him in.
Yeah.
What else is going on? The podcast. The new podcast is up there. A lot of people want to know if, the gourmet pizza sketch we did ages ago. You have to go wait. That's on the front page. Isn't that in Recent Offences on our website?
Mm-hmm.
That's there. People want to know if the suicide hotline sketch, that hilarious suicide, one of the funniest suicide
hotline
sketches.
Like it couldn't go too far wrong, does it?
Where's that? That's in the new podcast. It's up there already.
Great.
So have a look at that.
Anything for Snato Garro fans at all?
No Snato Garro this week. It's Santo Chilaro. Yeah. Our favourite misspelling of
it. That's a beauty, isn't it? Yeah. That has taken no time to write that one down.
Our idea is that if we say it enough, we want him to come in one day and say, people are starting to call me Snato Garro.
Snato Garro. Brilliant.
So that's all happening in the world of podcasting.
Great.
People can't leave our movie show alone.
No.
People are calling in with more movie lines they'd like to hear.
What are they into?
Peter wants to hear this one from Short Circuit, where Ben is telling Newton. Newton was the Indian bloke, wasn't he?
Yeah,
the Short Circuit movies. This is a line from Short Circuit, which was a PG-rated movie from 1986.
Number 5 is alive.
Yep. I am spotting a tremendous Woody right now. Now, that's in a kids' movie from 1986. See how standards have changed?
You've got to get it as a grab. You've got to open the show with that one, Todd, I'm telling you.
You couldn't have that in a kids' movie now, but kids can stay up watching Turkey Slappy till all hours.
Oh, can I just say something? I was in the foyer of your radio station before, and I've picked up a copy of Impress. And it turns out the two turkey slappers are the only two you can meet at Twister this weekend.
Oh, yes!
Look at this. I thought they were being banned from everything. They're now making dough.
Yes.
Look at that. And they're going to get up and do a slapping for us, aren't they?
Maybe instead of getting the stamp on your wrist at the nightclub.
There you go.
Everyone who goes in will be...
I would have liked to see Bert give Molly a bit of a slap a couple of weeks ago. Apparently they went down a storm at Twister.
Fantastic. You know, we didn't... I don't think when we were talking about the final Big Brother, we provided enough kudos to the editors of that show.
They do a great job.
The way they had to cut round the two turkey slappers for
never
the final.
Existed.
Yeah, it was amazing rewriting of history. It was Big Brother, in effect.
Ah, there it is.
Man.
Good stuff. Cheap wine. There's heaps of cheap wine around at the moment.
Why?
You can get bottles of quite good wine for $1.99.
That's good. Wow. That's cheap.
Because we've got a wine glut in Australia.
Wine glut.
The people at the vineyard say it's due to overinvestment in wines in the early 90s and Darren Hinch's recent illness. Apparently. Where's our boing today? Really need the boing happening.
No. It's implied.
What's going on with Prince Charles? Did you see that on the news?
What's he done?
They've bugged him. The editor of the News of the World has been bugging Prince Charles.
Reputable newspaper.
We've actually managed to download one of these bug conversations off the internet.
We're good. We are good. Let's hear it.
This is Prince Charles calling up someone late at night.
Hello? Oh, yes, good evening to you. Sorry to be calling at such a devilishly late hour, but I think it's rather imperative that one makes a rather pertinent inquiry of you, sir.
Who the f*** is this?
I'm sorry, but I'll explain myself momentarily. But first, one needs to ascertain whether one's refrigerator is currently what would be termed operational.
What, you f***ing sort of...
One's household refrigerator, sir. One is requesting information as to its operational status.
Oh, f***, you want to know that? Of course it's f***ing running. It's a f***ing fridge.
Ah, yes, indeed. That is the crux of what I'm about to impart. You see, now that we've ascertained...
Who the f*** is this?
No, one moment, sir. I think you'll be somewhat tickled by what is to follow. Now that we have established that one's refrigerator is fully functioning in what might be termed in working order, I think it is, you'll surely agree.
Agree with f***ing it? What is this?
One approaches the crux of the whole gist of it, sir. And I think you'll be fully and duly rewarded by the outcome. you see, now that we've...
Established that the fridge is... Get to the f***ing point!
Yes, the fridge is operational. So therefore, surely there is only one recourse to action.
What's that? Is it f***ing run after?
I'm sorry, sir. That's a crude, bold realization.
It's a f***ing joke. What is it?
Yes, but
you've not even done it properly.
Yes, but I think possibly if one was to effect pursuit immediately...
What, you're persisting, are you?
I'm sorry, but perhaps it's lost something in the retelling. But one can assure you that this was a most amusing...
What the f*** are you talking about?
Sorry, sir. One must wait, apparently, I've got it written down until I've delivered the killer blow.
What killer blow? You haven't f***ing levelled any f***ing blow so far.
Yes, but, regrettably, one's forced to impart the information that one has been punked.
Who the f*** is this?
I'm Ashton Kutcher.
What, for f***ing two, where's my f***ing car?
I'm on a panty raid.
What the f***? What's going on?
I crave titties.
Get this.
Has been given the tick of approval by Hoons and Police.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
It's Get This on Triple M around the nation. Stephen Curry is our co-host today. Just quickly, Stephen, obviously people love you for your work in the castle.
Sure do.
Most people who come on this show tend to have a really bad film on the resume that's never come out. Have you got one of those?
Ouch. I've got bad films that came out.
Oh, okay. See, I was in Guru Wayne.
Hey!
Never got released. Ed was in one that he refuses to let me say the name of on air.
Yeah.
It'll come out one day.
Yeah, I know.
The worst film I ever did was actually my first film. It was a telly movie.
Right.
And it was called The Silver Strand, and I played a trainee Navy SEAL. It was an American telly movie.
Can you give us one of your lines?
I can give you my one line.
Yes. Good.
Meet Bugs Bunny. I was holding a rabbit.
Oh.
Thank you. And what happened is, you know, it was back in the days when they used to get, like, big tax breaks to come and shoot their movies.
Yeah.
But Equity said, oh, no, we're going to put our foot down. You have to have at least three actors saying at least one line. And that was my line. And my parents saw it on the closed circuit video thing at their hotel one night and actually invited their friends in and said, oh, Stephen's movie's on. Oh, boy, did I hear the end of that one.
Well, fantastic. Ed Cavalli here, you won't name the film, but he's going to, let's see, what kind of music have you got for us today?
I've got to have more cowbell.
Thank you, Christopher Walken.
Right, Chris, geez. See what we can do. I'm on synth today.
Okay.
Steve's on drums.
Born to play.
One, two, three, four. There we go.
Sounds very like Ganga Jang.
Gets better.
I'm concentrating. 4-4.
That's Ganga Jang here. Get This on Triple M. Stephen Curry is with us. We were talking about some of his dodgier credits. But, hey, you've got good stuff coming out. Aren't you in that new film from the bloke who did Wolf Creek.
Yes, Greg McLean's new film called Rogue.
It's a croc movie.
It's a big crocodile that eats dudes. it's highbrow stuff. Mum's happy.
Up against Alligator.
Up against
Lake Placid. What are the other great Alligator movies, Mr. Mo? They're the only two, are they?
Well, there was that scene in Crocodile Dundee where Linda Kozlowski gets her water bottle grabbed.
Okay.
And she happened to be in a one-piece G-string. Do you remember that scene?
That's recommended, like, what? Outback wear.
Do you reckon it was Linda's idea? Going, hey, Paul, I've got an idea. What about a one-piece G? The scene's not working, Paul.
All right, if you must.
That's not a one-piece G. And now, can you give us any sizzle on Rogue, or is it all under wraps?
Well,
and you get
look,
in trouble?
It's out of the Weinstein brothers from Miramax Films, but they've got their new which is called what's it called? Something.
They're out of Miramax now, aren't they?
They're out of Miramax.
Weinstein Productions, I think it is.
Something like that. Weinstein Brothers, or it's Horizon Films, I think it is.
There you go.
Anyway, and it's basically set up in the Top End, and we shot up in the Top End for 3 weeks, and then we suddenly. It becomes Warburton in Victoria,
right.
Which looks very similar to the Top End.
Are we talking a big rubber croc?
We're talking a big animated croc. They've put loads of money into it, so it actually looks realistic, and it's a 7.5 meter long crocodile.
All right.
Which is actually 1 meter shorter than the longest one they've found up there, which is kind of frightening.
Wow.
Earlier in the show, you mentioned Snat O'Garrow. Mm. Someone apparently, I've got an email from Mark Goring who claims that someone on Temptation the other night did a tribute to Snat O by buzzing in their answer halfway through, just leaning down and going, Tonga. Which was an old Late Show sketch. Lavinia knew what it was.
Really?
Yeah. Lavinia Nixon must have been watching our old videos.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, I know. It's pathetic, isn't it? Someone did a tribute to us on Temptation.
I feel alive
and validated now.
Are we allowed to talk about other television shows?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not like contracted to Nine or anything. What happened to old, what's her name, who was getting married?
Yasmin's getting married.
She's been left to fend for herself.
Well, I looked through. Has she been axed?
Yeah.
She has. Because I looked through the paper the other day, last night, there was the TV guide, and it said to be advised in all the 7 o'clock slots.
Yeah.
Why, apart from the fact that, she's a cow, was she axed? No, come on. I didn't like her at all. I'm sorry.
I'm bovine, you say?
Didn't like her at all. She didn't come across very nice.
They're replacing it with Thorpey's Getting Fatter. The new reality show. Speaking of great ideas, have you been following Ed Cavalier's sizzling hot new segment on Triple M's Get This? Mm, it's where he does all of the things that he normally hates to do.
Yeah, I live this song.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm a fan of Hillary Duff. Should have been Richard Marsland. Having one lunch. I never thought I could feel so free. Find a way to do some actual preparation. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's Ed Cavalier.
Actual preparation and one lunch. You could never just have one lunch,
no,
Ed.
No, sir.
Ed normally has three lunches before breakfast.
Oh, that's good.
When
that's
they stop making them so delicious, I'll stop eating them.
Man needs his strength.
You know
what have you done today, Ed?
Well, after the barrage of, sort of insults that I had to endure from you and Ricky Marsland yesterday about me doing nothing, I promised to listen to Nickelback's new album, All the Right Reasons, in its entirety.
Have you heard this album, Steve?
No, I haven't, unfortunately. It shames me to say.
You can have this one.
What are your thoughts? I'll be right, but what are your thoughts? I'm going to take your word for it, Ed.
I think I've bitten off a little bit more than I can chew, Tone. It was tough going.
Okay, I should warn you that Kelly has emailed in and said, hey, Ed.
Hey, Kelly.
Stop bagging Nickelback. Yeah. They're one of the best bands in the world, or else they wouldn't have been asked to be support act of Bon Jovi. By the way, Ed, just wondering, are you the GE money genie? You've been accused of being the carpet court jester, and now they're saying you're the GE money genie.
No, I'm not the GE money genie.
So, you know, step carefully, because Kelly's listening, and she's prepared to be offended. Work.
Well, Kelly, that's fine.
I'm surprised you didn't mention that they've sold 20 million albums. People always talk about that. Hey, they've sold 20 million albums, like it's some sort of reason to
exactly
like them.
Exactly right. That, well, look, well, first of all, Lance Armstrong's playing bass, apparently.
Hey, right. That's a good gag for radio as well.
So have a look at that if you've got it.
It is the most visual show on radio.
Look, here are some lyrics that made me want to, like, throw up. When the Paddle Pop Lions sang, you got off when you got on me, your mum don't know what... Well, that you were missing. She'd be pissed if she saw the parts of me you'd been kissing.
Wow.
I got both hands on the wheel while you got both hands on my gears.
Oh, my God.
Right? Now, this is... Oh, come on, Kelly, if this is your idea of a good time, then come on. Now, this is... So these are the songs that I sat through. Richard, you got some four examples for us. Here we go. Right, that's the first song. Here comes the next one. Oh, no. That... this is a different song, mind you.
Oh, there was a cut there?
Yeah, this is a different song. Luckily, they've changed it up for this one. Oh, yeah, well, look at this. The experimentation that goes on. And now we move on to their most experimental work. Oh!
Is it a ballad? It's a ballad, isn't it? Just how many heads I'm changing the meter. That's all they're doing. They're just mixing it up.
This is what I'm saying. Right, now, look at this. And then here's the last one. This is the final straw for me. This is Rockstar. Have a listen to this. I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be. Tell me what you want. Oh.
Gee,
I want your hands on my gears. Call, that's what I want.
Call and response. So I thought, all right, maybe I'm being slack. Is that Rockstar one, maybe it's meant to be like a bit of a parody.
Oh, yeah.
And at one, the big kicker is he says, you know, I changed my name and cut my hair to fit into the rock industry.
Yes.
Like, taking the piss out of people that do that. Mm. He did it himself. The Paddle Pop Lion, Chad Kruger, his real name is Chad Robert Turton.
Is that right?
And he had
Turton.
Long flowing...
Turton?
I'd be changing
the turt. And he had long flowing locks that he's cut into a weird kind of emaciated bob.
Wow.
I don't...
Okay, enough of this Paddle Pop Lion gear. He's the turt. From now on, he's the turt.
He's the turt. Don't mess with the turt.
One thing's for sure, Tony, you can't accuse Ed of not working now, can you?
I've been through some stuff, man.
Nose to the grindstone stuff, that.
Turt from the back. Look, I may have bitten off more than I could chew, Tone. This segment's starting to... Cats, I watch Cats on DVD.
Yeah.
That kind of...
That
was like a flesh wound, right?
Right.
This was like standing in front of a cannon and saying, in the face, please.
Mm-hmm. Maybe your next job should be going to Twister on Saturday night and hanging out with a turkey slapper.
What you don't understand, Ed, is that life, when you really look at it, like a paperback novel.
But the good thing is, you only have to listen to half the song, because they'll just repeat it again after they do one half of the song. It's like a deal break, and then they'll just play it again.
20 million albums, my friend. Read them and weep.
Supporting Bon Jovi, buddy. Yeah. Get with the turd.
How do you like them apples?
Who knows what Ed will be up to tomorrow. Believe it or not, I'm drinking recycled poo. I never thought I could feel so greedy. Completely in love with TV hopeful Jake Wall. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's Ed Cavalier. That'll be Green Day here at Get This on Triple M. Stephen Curry is with us, and he's very keen to hear one of our most popular ringtones. You can access them all on the Triple M website. The Jeff Fenwick ringtone. Have we got that one?
Oh.
Yeah, you got to hear it.
Got to give Have
to sing it, Rich.
What have you got on your phone, Stephen?
You know what? My phone is one of just going back to the old-fashioned ring.
Oh, no.
I like that.
You need this.
It's not a crime at all. Like I said, I can be with Frank today and tell him to shoot you. If he shoots you and I didn't mean to tell him, I'm just joking. They shoot me, huh? Just say he shot you.
Don't shoot me, Frank.
That's for sure. But I'm just saying, if I told Frank to jump off the Albert Bridge, told you, mucking around at the front of the Albert Bridge, you jump off the Albert Bridge and you jump. I don't want you to jump off the Albert Bridge.
Hello, Minister of Foreign Affairs.
You name me a court that that's not going to stand up in. You name me one court. Far out.
All right, let's get up the mountain. Ed's idea was bad nights out slash crap nightclubs. What's bringing that on?
Well, I said to my flatmate, Steve Curry's coming on. So, you know, I love Steve. And he's like, oh, really? Okay. Ask him about the time he cut my grass at the Armadale Hotel in 92.
Look, I don't even own a lawnmower. I don't even know what he's talking about.
It's quite a grudge, though.
Serious? And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, I've been chasing this bird for like a year and a half. And just because Steve was in the band, she goes off with him.
Just because he was in the band.
What was the band?
It was, we were called Johnny Wonderpants.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if a girl's not going to go for that band, what's she going to
go
for?
Right.
I cut his grass. That's brilliant. Oh, you know what? I've been harbouring feelings for him ever since. No, because he was starting to cut the grass that I wanted to cut. I remember.
There you go.
92.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I said, when was it? He goes, early to late 90s.
Look, at least, credit to your housemate, at least he's moving on with things. You know what I mean? No, honestly,
There are so many bad nights out. Obviously, anyone who was at the Honeypot in Darwin the other night would have had a bad night out. Yeah. These women who were hanging out with Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just when you think
they had good fun.
I guess they did.
They sold their pictures.
Joint Moonshadows. He was doing things to me and my girlfriends that no other man would dare to get away with.
Yeah.
Here was Mel Gibson on his knees pulling at my crotch.
Wow. Wow.
How exactly do you pull at a woman's crotch?
Wow.
I'm keen to learn.
Are you?
No.
There you go.
But I just love that, you know, just when we thought we'd heard it all.
Here's a bad night out. Did you, a little while ago, there was the Miss Universe competition.
Oh, yes.
Aussie girls were, you know, they had this big sort of Aussie thing to find the Jennifer Hawkins Aussie contestant.
But it was all for McNaught, as the papers declared.
All for McNaught, that's right. But on the night, I believe it was the night after this woman didn't manage to win the Miss Universe pageant, she was charged with stealing three meat pies.
Oh, yes. Now, we should put this is not Erin McNaught, by the way. This is another.
No, this is a girl called Edwina.
Three pies.
Edwina happens to be the daughter of the Lord Mayor of Perth.
You think he'd have access to pies?
Right? Sure. You think so? I just think it's amazing. She had gone out, she's celebrating, right? She's thinking, I'm not going to be Miss Universe, but I'm going to get remembered for something. She was aiming high. If it was the Miss Australia pageant, right, she might have gone for a sausage roll and a jam dough and be done with it. Yeah. But she went for probably, and I would say probably 4 and 20s.
I agree. And she's probably got one pie and thought,
fuck it, this. I'm on a roll. One in a row.
Exactly right. One in a row. Three. Never going to catch me.
It's not swimsuit this week. Oh, I'll take another one.
Wouldn't the Lord Mayor be proud, though? Like 2 weeks ago, he was probably sitting there going, can't say too much at the moment, but turns out Edwina might be Miss Universe. Now he sits there kind of having to be proud for other reasons.
Now she's Miss D-Block.
That's right. That's the most pies ever stolen from that shop, ever.
By a contestant. How about this for a slightly crap night out? Paris Hilton says she made $200 million last year from waving at people and smiling.
Mm.
Right? Now, she got paid. Someone's parents paid her $100,000 to drive her to her 16th birthday and then wave at her friends.
There's good money in waving and smiling.
But I like the fact that she took the gig. She's got that money and she took the gig. She said $100,000.
That's what she said. But this is the nice thing. She said, I'll probably take her a present. So isn't that nice?
These are crap nights out in the paper. We need crap nights out that have happened.
Yeah, and I'll
to
just
chuck
one.
Give us one.
Quick crap nightclub in Wollongong. I used to go to a nightclub called Club Troppo.
There are crap nightclubs in Wollongong.
No, just one.
The one.
Yeah, and I won a dance contest there once. Wow. And then a man called Glow Man would come along and throw glow. He was covered in glow sticks, and he would walk like a robot along a kind of like a platform and throw glow sticks at you.
Wow.
And I got one in the eye.
Oh my God. Crap night out.
You don't want that. You don't want a glow stick in the eye.
No.
So that's what we want.
I would have thought a trophy if you won the dance competition.
No, I just wanted to say that I'd won that. This was a different night.
Did you then infect... So you didn't infect Wollongong with dance fever and take on the evil John Lithgow. Okay. It can be anything at all. If you've read my book, Lolly Scramble.
Oh, I have read that, by the way, still. And I loved it.
Really?
I thought the chapter about the hemochromatosis went on a little bit too long.
It did.
But apart from that, I loved it, Tony.
Well, there's a lot of crap nights in there, and I talk about going to see a production of Jesus Christ Superstar at a yacht club where I got into a lot of trouble because a man on stage who had a real beard was clearly wearing a fake beard on top of his real beard, and it was quite an incident. But see what I'm saying? This doesn't have to be nightclubs.
No.
It can be anything that constitutes a crap night out. Call us now, 1-3-3-5-3. That'd be Lenny Kravitz. Are you going to go my way here and get this? And of course, believe it or not, we're running late. Who have we got with a crap night out? Ed Cavalier.
Hello, Jason from Brisbane. How are you?
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going?
Very good, man. Talk us through it.
Yeah, me and my mate, we went out, took a couple of girls out to a nightclub.
Good.
And then we got ditched.
Bad.
Yep. And then dancing out of the night dance floor, my friend got accidentally stabbed in the eye with a chick's fingernail.
Good again. Oh, okay. Good again. It's getting good.
Stephen Curry's here, by the way, everybody.
And, g'day, Steve. How
g'day,
are
mate. Very well.
And then how did it end up?
We left. We thought, this is crap. We're going home. Went back to the car, and there's a parking ticket.
Oh, what time of night are we talking?
Oh, we're talking, this was about 2:30 by this stage.
Oh, come on. It's not revenue raising, though.
No.
Yeah, we were pretty much ready to kill anyone who walked by.
Thank you very much. Hello. Thank you, Jason. Hello, Brett.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. Talk us through it.
Oh, I'm a DJ, and I was working at this club in a suburb in Sydney that I won't reveal.
But
we had Plucker Duck as our guest DJ. It's about 1992, and Plucker was busy tuning a bunch of chicks like you do.
In costume? Yeah,
in costume.
Good.
And then afterwards, the guys come up and going, "G'day, mate, how you going? Can I make a request?" He's going, "Yeah, sure." And the guy fully punched Plucker out.
Because he was tuning his girlfriend.
Hey, duck, keep away from my girlfriend.
What kind of line of patter does Plucker Duck work on the ladies?
Got any bread?
Yeah. Oh. On the other white meat.
I could introduce you to Daryl. That usually works.
Thank you, Brett. Hello, Paul. Oh, hello, Paul.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Tell us your crap night out.
When I was about 16, I've come home from school on Friday, and my mum said to me, "Okay, get your stuff ready, going to your cousin's calisthenics meeting."
Wicked.
So, I don't know if you know anything about calisthenics, but it's essentially stop-motion gymnastics. And,
A lot of makeup.
And you've been hooked ever since.
And, that gets worse. I tried to sneak out for a sneaky cigarette, and I get back in, and one of the mums of one of the other participants was acting like a door bitch and slammed a door on my foot so hard, she gave me their tendon damage.
The door bitches at the calisthenics.
Oh, man, it's terrible.
Thank you.
They're slow, but they're firm.
Thank you, Paul. Hello, Kerry.
Hello. Hello, Ed.
How are you going? Talk us through it.
Okay, so we were underage, me and my girlfriend, fake IDs. We got into the club, so no name mentioned. We were pretty excited. I was on the dance floor trying to impress a bloke, dancing really cool. And they threw a Jim Beam bottle in the air. It came down and smashed me on the head. So split the head open, off the hospital, parents called, and Dad's summary of it was, "I'm disappointed." And I said, "Because I was in the club underage?" He said, "No, because we can't sue the club for $1,000 because you are underage."
Oh, wow.
Isn't that always the word when you can't sue?
It's not really a good night until a bottle of Beam flies through the air, is it?
Right.
Thank you, Kerry. Hello, Dean.
Yeah, how you going, guys?
Good, man. Tell us your crap night out.
Oh, mate, I had a beauty. First concert I ever went to was Jimmy Barnes and Cold Chisel. And I had to beg my mum for ages to let me go to it. And I'd first date with this girl, and halfway through the concert, Jimmy was blind on a bottle of vodka and climbed up the speaker tower and pushed one of the speakers off and landed on top of my head and knocked me out.
And did he apologise?
Not at all, mate. One of the roadies jumped off the stage, and they dragged me out the back of the stage and threw me out into the back alley.
It was your fault.
You were asking for it, buddy.
You're a troublemaker, Dean. How dare you try and listen to live music?
We'll try and track down Jimmy Barnes, and he'll scream an apology to you.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much,
Dean. Thanks to everyone who called. We have run disgracefully over. I'm sorry to anyone around the country who has a program coming on next.
Yes.
But, you know, you heard the quality of those fine callers. Thanks to everyone who called. Thank you, Stephen Curry, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I am really interested to see what happens with this Graham Kennedy movie.
Man. Well, hopefully it doesn't let you down.
No, that'll be
going to be great.
Come back in and tell us more about that. Good luck with Rogue.
Thanks,
there are
mate.
No rubber crocodiles.
No.
It's all top shelf
That's
gear.
Right.
And our key phrase today, I think it has to be Stephen's line from the telly movie Silver Strand, his only line. Your parents are listening, Stephen. Let's hear it again.
Meet Bugs Bunny.
And we'll be back tomorrow with Lawrence Mooney. And it's all thanks to KFED. No, it's not. It's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Veto.